Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Club. This is the place everyday real estate investors gather to share their best stories, biggest insights, and favorite tactics to grow a portfolio of cash-flowing properties in today's market. Here's your host, Gabe Peterson.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Mike Russo with us. Mike is the CEO and founder of Spark Offer, which is an auction platform, so a prop tech company. I am super excited to have Mike here because I actually worked with him 3 years ago. So Mike, thank you very much for hopping on the show.
Thanks, Gabe.
Absolutely. Glad I told you before we got on here, we always start with stories. We like to hear how people kind of went from, you know, point A to point B. So why don't you tell us, how did you get into real estate, you know, way back when?
So way back when, in 2002, I worked for a big company called Cendant that today most people know as Realogy. They own Coldwell Banker, Century 21, Sotheby's International Realty, ERA, Better Homes and Gardens. They own Corcoran. They own a lot, right? They represent one of every three transactions done in America. Wow. And And so my first job with them, I was an assistant vice president for Coldwell Banker, and they moved me to Chicago. And 6 months later, we bought the rights to Sotheby's International Realty, and I was there for a number of years. And then I thought, you know, I hate franchising, and I'm going to go into, like, I want to be in the brokerage business. And I quit. And I went to work at Sotheby's in Aspen, Colorado, which I wound up owning. That's a whole nother story. And then the market crashed. 2008. And for anybody that's been there, or risked everything, what have you, I can tell you for a fact that I did lose everything. I short sold my house and I still survived. And so anybody, that part's all about attitude. I've kind of become best known where I served from 2010 to 2017 as one of the owners of Concierge Auctions. We were the largest luxury real estate auction firm in North America and Europe. And I had the pleasure of selling some of the finest estates in the world at auction, including homes for Michael Jordan, Kurt Warner, Nick Saban, some really great people.
That is awesome. And so, you know, it's always hard to go back to those moments when you're kind of in the trough, but those are the moments that I feel really give inspiration to people out there who maybe have, you know, they've hit the fan and they're in that period where they really got to dig deep. So take me back to the 2008 crash real quick. I know this is probably something, you know, looking back, but you went into that, you lost everything. How did you start going from, you know, the trough to from the valley back up to the mountaintop?
So work. Right. So I tell a story that my best friend's father, you know, after I'm like literally losing everything and like I short sold my house, I like, you know, the local utility company's hanging a red tag on my door every month to shut off my utilities. Like it sucked. Right. And so he calls me up one day and he says, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing great." And he says to me, "Well, you know, I don't want to be the one to really tell you this, but your life's really not going that great." And I said, "Well, you know, you could look at it like that, but, you know, let me tell you how I look at it. Like, number one is I have God in my life. My kids have a roof over their heads, food on the table, and no one's sick or dying." Right. So anything that I have more than that is, first of all, if I have that, my life is awesome. Okay. The other stuff is just stuff, right? And, you know, I could either get up and control my attitude and be positive every day, or I guess I could just sit in bed and drink and get drunk and cry myself. I don't know, but like I choose to get up. Right. And yep. So, you know, for those to answer your question of like, how did I go from trough to peak? It's one day at a time, right? Like you're looking for opportunities, right? Some opportunities don't pan out. Some opportunities do. You know, they, you know, some people will say that you're lucky, right? But there's other people that say luck is just the culmination of a lot of hard work.
Absolutely. Perspective is absolutely everything. And I've been in the valley myself, so I understand where it comes from. You just keep looking for opportunities. I love that piece of advice. Which is great because you look for opportunities and you just took one day at a time and it got you to where you are today. You're on in the auction space. You went from concierge auctions and now you own Spark Offer. So why did you decide to go down the auction route? What kind of like inspired you in that direction?
So Spark Offer isn't, it can be used in an auction, but it's so much more than that. Right. So, you know, what I like to term Spark Offer is an e-offer platform, right? Because, you know, today when you look, you know, this is a rare time in our history to have a market that's as hot as this, right? Yep. And so there are those that say, you know, look at all these multiple offers. Like, I mean, I was listening to Glenda Baker the other day from Instagram or TikTok, the super agent. She's like, you know, she was on a deal with 69 offers, right?
Jesus.
And when you're in an auction, when you're an auction guy, right? The auction folks are like, well, that's just an auction, right? Well, it is and it isn't, right? And so this is really the culmination of Spark Offer. After I left Concierge Auctions in 2007, I was buying homes to fix and flip in my local market.
Okay.
And a house would come on the market. And next thing you know, I put in a full price offer, cash, close in whenever, 2 weeks. And all of a sudden it's like, sorry, we've got five offers. You got to put in best and final. And I didn't really like that process, right? Because now there's really no second chance, right?
Right.
And how do I come up with really what it means to me? And maybe I redo my numbers a second time, like, you know, and I didn't think that was necessarily the best outcome from the seller. Right. But I can also tell you on the flip side that I really strongly believe that auctions most of the time are not best for the seller. They're actually best for the buyer. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
And I'll tell you why. When you can see what somebody else is willing to pay and you only have to beat them, like, let's just say on a house for $250, I'm willing to spend $270. Right. Just example. And the bid increments online are $1,000. And the guy I'm competing against, he stops at $254. And I stop at, and I win at $255, even though I was willing to spend $270, right? Like, I got to save myself $15,000. Right.
That makes sense.
And so, because the property in an auction will only bring as much as what the second guy was willing to pay. Right. It's one bid increment above the second guy. And that because I was in the live auction business, that most of our years at Concierge were in the live auction. So we physically watched people, you know, see somebody else bidding at speed, and the other people, even though they might have been willing to pay more, they're like, you know, I'm just going to give up. That guy's going to just keep going. Right. Well, that didn't benefit the seller.
Right.
Right. And it benefits the buyer. So that's number one. Number two is that auction fees are high, right? In the REO business, you know, the auction.coms, the Zomes, the Hubzus, they charge 5% buyer premium. And, you know, for what, right? It's just, so part of what we're doing at Spark Offer is, yes, you know, if the seller wants to have an auction and see prices and bid in ascending order, they can do it. The platform does it, right? If they want to have, you know, a competitive offer process where somebody can place an offer, they can see if they rank first, second, or third, right? By price, they can have additional terms, right? Like, you know, mortgage versus cash, or I want a home inspection. The buyer can enter those terms. And then at the end, the seller can, you know, evaluate their top offers and say which one they want. So highest doesn't necessarily win. It acts more like the traditional business of it's about price and terms, right? But we're giving clarity to the buyer to show where they rank, number one. Number two is we're giving them the mobile access that they have with everything else, from ordering groceries to buying a car, that they can adjust their offer from their phone, right? And they have the ability to make decisions, you know, up until the end of the timer, right? When the event ends, compared to the process I went through, which was like, man, I got one shot, right? And I either like made the right shot or not, and I'll never know whether I had to wait like 5 days or a week or whatever, something stupid to even figure out like if I was even in the running. Right. And when you're an investor, I want to make this point, since you're an investor, investors don't want to wait that kind of time. Like, they got cash in their pocket. Like, I just sold out of one deal, I want to go in the next deal. Like, I want to get that money to work. I don't want to wait a week to find out whether I'm getting this property or not. I want to know now.
Yep.
Right. And so we're bringing that kind of visibility to the standard market.
Right. So I understand from the buyer's perspective, you know, why, if I'm a flipper and I'm out looking for houses, I understand why I'd want to go on auction, because potentially you'd have a lower price. But as the seller, so say I just flipped a house, it's looking good. Why would a seller consider, why do the sellers come to the auction sites?
Most sellers don't. Right. Most sellers don't go to the auction.com zones. The banks do.
Yeah.
Right. But what they do is that's the culmination of bad pricing. Mm. Right. And so I have another core belief that I say, like, eyeballs are free. Right. And so, you know, you put your house on Zillow, right? Or you put your house in the MLS and it goes to Zillow and Redfin and all the agents know about it. That's the biggest exposure that anybody can give it. Right. And in many markets, you can, you know, you can get that exposure for $499 for hiring an entry only like MLS person, right? It's not, you don't even have to, you know, if you want a full service agent, you could have one, or you want a discount agent that does something, you'd have one. But I'm pretty sure, like, in almost every place except Colorado that doesn't, I know, doesn't allow minimum service, you can, in my, where I live in the Northeast, this guy, Jason, has entryonly.com. Like, I think it's like $299. He'll put your house in the MLS, right? And so now you get all the exposure that you need, right? But it misses that ultimate thing as far as, like, you know, am I getting offers? And so one of the things, and we just did this on a house, because believe it or not, you still can misprice a house, right? Even in today's market. And
it's definitely,
we
just had commercial real estate. I've seen some absurdly priced, you know, self-storage facilities out there for just bad. But yeah, I understand that.
Well, and so, and I want your audience and you to know, like, how fine the line is, right? So we just did a house on SparkOffer that got listed on Cape Cod for $799. Right. And there's a funnel for every property, right? How many views did you get? How many saves did you get on the platforms? How many showings did you get? And did you get any offers? Right. It's pretty simple. And so this house had, you know, 1,000 views on Zillow, and it had 70 saves on Zillow, and it had 6 showings over the weekend, which is not a ton really in this market. And come Tuesday, it had no offers. Right. So based on what we do, we said to the agent and the seller, hey, you know what? You should lower the price to $749, right? You don't have enough velocity here, right? You don't need a month. And this is going to get to the point, Gabe, about auctions, right? You don't need a month.
Coming around.
So they lowered the price on a Tuesday to $749. By Thursday, they had 13 more showings and 7 offers, right? And they sold it for $775, right? So at $799, no one will make an offer, right? At $749, you have a bidding war. And that doesn't matter whether it's a good market, bad market. That exists in all markets, right? Pricing matters, right?
Absolutely.
And so so auctions, why you see so many properties go to auction, is that you have a bad price, and then a month later they adjust it to still another bad price, and a bad price again. And then whether you're in the luxury market or the REO market doesn't really matter. At some point in time, somebody says, dump, like, let's just go to auction, right? Auction will bring me, like, they'll be convinced that's going to bring me the best value, but it's not, right? The right pricing would have brought you the best value.
Yep.
Right.
And actually, I want to hover on the pricing point real quick, because I feel like that is, it's kind of a difficult thing to gauge for a lot of people when they're selling their houses. What price should they start at? I've heard, you know, start low so you get a bidding war, and I've heard start super high so you know people don't lowball you. How do you generally suggest people price? I mean, we can talk about residential or commercial.
I don't think it really matters what it is, right? Is that people make their, because everything's online, right? And everything's there for me to see. And commercial is even easier, right? Commercial is just math.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, so you'd think it would just be math, but a lot of the times the math just doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't sell, right?
Yep.
Right. Like everybody invests in commercial real estate for one core reason, which is a return on investment.
Yep.
Right. And so now, like, I live in near Boston, right? Before even the pandemic, investment properties like multifamily and stuff were trading at like 3% cap rates. I'm looking at, like, who buys this stuff?
Yeah.
Right. But again, if you're a commercial seller, right, you've got to start with some cap rate in mind, and you can, you know, it's just the inverse, right? I could start with a high price and a low cap rate, but, you know, I'm just going to adjust that as time goes, as I want to sell, get my property sold. But again, it follows the same thing. If you know, people are interested in it, it'll happen quickly. And if they're not, you can adjust faster. Otherwise, you're what we would call, when I own concierge auctions, like, you're just a dreamer. Right. It's like, you know, I have the field of dreams that some idiot from Asia is going to show up. And by the way, they're probably smarter than all of us, but they're going to show up and they're going to overpay for my property because they don't know the market. Right.
So it's like that, that house I just saw that, concierge auctions did. I think, was it the most expensive house ever sold on auction or something like that in LA? Yeah.
They LA
attempted to sell for $500 million. Yeah.
It was originally listed. I actually know a lot about it. We actually power the software for their auctions. So the property was originally listed for $500 million. Then it went to market at $295 million when they were auctioning it, and it sold for $126 million plus buyer premium of 12%. So something like 140 something million. The press was saying, like, oh, this was a catastrophe, right? Like, look how little it sold for. But quite frankly, it's the highest price by triple almost that's ever sold, even at auction. Wow. I represented a buyer 4 years ago for a property that sold for $45 million at auction. Jeez. What it did do is it traded within a range, like, so properties, and there's not a ton of them over 20 million that trade at auction tend to trade at 20 to 30% of original ask. Right. And so, you know, they're right in there. I can't say for REO, I don't follow it as closely, but in my old business, you could roughly say that a property, you know, multi-million dollar property that goes to auction will sell most likely for half of its list price or half of its, you know, you got to gauge on whether it was the original list or last list. A lot of times it was last list.
Gotcha. All right. I just took a peek at the clock. We are running out of time, but before we move on to the last section, I do want to ask, you know, you get a ton of exposure to just transactions in general. So you get to see a good swath of houses being sold across the U.S. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about what your opinion is of the market and where we're headed. So in the next, you know, 1 to 2 years, what does your crystal ball tell us about where the market's headed?
So thank you. I get that question a lot, right? And my answer to you a month ago was like, I have no idea, right? My answer to you today is, if we keep sustaining at $4 plus gas across the nation, right, then definitively prices will shrink, right? Because mortgage rates really can't go any lower. The affordability, as people get taxed on affordability, as far as like putting gas in my truck to get to work and what have you, it's just less that I can afford to pay for somebody's home. And so the in my opinion, on those basis, you know, prices really, if you want to sell at the optimum price, like, you better be selling now.
Gotcha. So now is the time to pull the trigger. Everybody out there listening, if you have a house that you're thinking about selling, probably should do it pretty soon.
I'm going to leave you with one point on there. The last time I saw $4 gasoline nationwide was 2007. And in 2008, we had a global recession.
Boom. Look at that. History is the best teacher. I love it. I know. I was actually just driving to the gym yesterday. I think it was like 440 or 450 or something like that. I was like, what the hell? What is going on?
Yep. We should buy stock in skateboard companies and bicycles.
There you go. Or bicycles. Perfect. All right. It is time for us to move on to the quick question round. So Mike, thank you very much for sharing everything you've given us so far.
Thanks.
Are you ready to jump in?
Sure.
All right. We start. I lost my little list. There we go. We start with books because I'm a big bookie. So why don't you give me two book recommendations, one for general life wisdom and one for real estate specific.
Wow. General life wisdom, the Bible.
Good one.
Right. As far as real estate specific, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, which is Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? It really reframes how you think about, you know, real estate as a liability instead of an asset if you owe a lot of money.
Yep.
Or especially your home.
Yep. That is the Bible of real estate. That's how I got started, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So it's great, great suggestion. Moving on, the next question is for your younger self. So if you could go back to the Mike who say he had no experience in real estate, he was doing, I actually don't know, whatever you're doing before real estate, you're doing that. Go back to him, look him in the eye, give him one piece of advice moving forward.
So one piece of advice, I lived in the south end of Boston before anyone would live there, right? Like it was like not in vogue to live there like it is today. You could buy an apartment for $75,000. You could buy a building for like $350,000. Nice. Like you should have bought all of it, right? Should have bought all of it. So
shoulda, coulda, woulda. I've heard that echoed across so many different episodes is that, man, I just wish I should have bought more property. Yep. I'm right there with you. All right, moving on. And this one is for the United States. There's so many square miles out there, which means there's a lot of opportunity to invest. So which market do you feel has the greatest opportunity coming up here soon?
Ooh, I would stay with the southern markets, right? Because everybody's moving there and they're going to have to continue to sprawl. So, you know, I'd be looking at the next ring, if you will, like that next radius.
Tertiary right, markets, of, yeah. Of,
yes, thank you. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I've many people have said the South. I've been looking in Florida. I've bought a few in Texas and Arkansas. I'm down with the South, so I'll echo that one. Moving on, and this one is for habits. Habits contribute or form the foundation of our life. So if you could point to one thing you do day in and day out that contributes the most to your overall health, well-being, and happiness, what would that thing be?
I pray every morning when I get up.
Prayer. I love it. All right. And that brings us to the very last question, which is, you've given us a lot of good advice. I'm sure people want to reach out. So what is the best way for people to reach out and say hi?
Mike@sparkoffer.com. I can also find me on Instagram at mike.s.russo. And I do a lot of videos on my own as far as, you know, giving real estate advice.
Perfect. That is mike@sparkoffer.com. I will also put SparkOffer in. It's a pretty one easy one to remember. But if you do need a reminder, just go in the show notes, click a little more in the description. It'll pop down the full description in there. You can find Mike's URL. Sorry. So Mike, thank you very much for hopping on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And for everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me, Gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. Other than that, hope you guys have a great week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and were able to pull some actionable advice that you can go home with and apply to your own investing business. Before you go, I have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started or an established investor looking to take your business to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you available on the website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find a deal that's actually a deal, how to finance that deal with little to no money down, and how to exit a deal for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I'm going to bury you in bonuses, 7 of them to be exact.
First, you'll get the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating real wealth in real estate. Then you'll get the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools and systems and even the vendors we use to grow our business. After that, you will get the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target leads online and generate leads without having to lift a finger. Next, you'll get the contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all of the contracts we use in the field to execute all types of transactions. After that, you'll get the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. Next up, we'll give you the investor's daily success tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And finally, you will get the wholesaler's template for quick assignment cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. I know that is a ton of things to say. I'm glad you were able to stick with it. So you'll get both the ebook and all of those 7 free bonuses. When you download the ebook today, all we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you are interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page and take advantage of that deal. With that housekeeping item covered, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.